This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Gamley. Last week, we talked with Cornish resident and gardening guy Henry Hohmeyer about bugs, more specifically bugs in the garden. Henry writes a weekly column for several newspapers around New England, and this week is tackling another bane, weeds. Let's find out how he deals with them. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning, Rick.
Henry, plenty of sun, heat, and rain throughout this month, and that equals plenty of plant growth. That's good, but that also means a lot of weeds too, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Weeds are very happy right now, but I'm deterring them somewhat by mulching on a regular basis and keeping the weeds down.
So mulching, you hear that often, you know, you've got to mulch and that'll keep the moisture in and that'll keep the weeds from growing, but that's not really a cure-all, is it?
No, you still have to weed. You have to weed every day. It's like brushing your teeth. You can't brush your teeth on Monday and think it's going to last all week. It's the same thing for weeding.
Tell that to my four-year-old.
There you go.
Yeah, so what do you do to keep that vegetable garden weed free? Now, you mulch, but you still have to weed every day?
Weeds are persistent, and they find little places to sneak in. What I don't want are weeds getting tall enough to flower and make seeds. So long as I can keep them from producing seeds, they won't be back later in the summer. They won't be back next year. Some weed seeds can last for a multiple of years.
So the idea is to get them while they're small and do a little bit every day?
That's right.
And how do you get that beautiful weed-free garden that sometimes you see in a magazine?
Well, those are Photoshopped. Don't kid yourself. But in the vegetable garden in the spring, I wait for my soil to warm up. Then I weed it thoroughly, either slicing off the weeds with a hoe in the walkways or pulling them in the raised beds. And then I put down 6 sheets of newspaper everywhere and cover it with mulch hay.
Do you have a different approach for your flower gardens as opposed to your vegetable gardens?
I do. For some of my flower gardens, I plant my plants so close together that they really shade out weeds that are starting up from seed. But in general, I like to use some either chopped leaves that I collected last fall, or I like to use bark mulch.
How much mulch is enough?
2 inches of bark mulch is fine. I've seen gardens where people put down 5 or 6 inches of mulch, and it's way too much. You get a short rain shower, the water can't get through to your soil. It also inhibits airflow, and it's in the soil that plants get their oxygen. I really object to the color-enhanced mulches that come in bags, and you really need to read the bag of anything before you buy it, whether it's at the grocery store or at the garden center. And these bright orange mulches, for example, are chemically dyed. Even some of the dark mulches are color enhanced. You look for that on the bag, and if it says color enhanced, you don't want it. Most garden centers will sell you natural cedar or pine or hardwood mulch that is just chopped up branches or leaves and branches and is pure and no coloration. You can buy it by the pickup truckload.
But again, whatever you do for mulch, it doesn't really replace the weeding, does it?
No, you have to keep on weeding. That's the key. I would like to think that even if I were invited to dinner with President Obama and I was walking out the front door, if I saw a big, tall weed that was flowering and ready to set seed, I'd pause for a moment and at least snip off or pull off the head of that weed before getting into my limousine.
So do a little bit every day and it doesn't become a big problem.
Yes.
Henry Hohmeyer is a Cornish resident and known as the Gardening Guy. You can read his column online. You can find a link, in fact, to that at nhpr.org. And we'll be talking with Henry again. Thank you so much.
Thank you.